Welcome to God Seeker. This is Elizabeth Folgaro. The current message, Inner Shift. When God asks you to walk out a particular path, which is part of His plan for all humanity, He is also multitasking. He has more in mind than just the exterior actions for exterior help. He is also working on honing you more into a sculpture of His way, including how you see yourself. For me, and perhaps for you, the place I began, the place where He had begun to cause me to hear the songs and had given me this vision to get the songs to those serving in the U.S. military in war zones, was also a place where interiorly, inside of me, my fears at that time were linked to how people who were important to me saw me, or how they might see me. This, then, was compounded by fears of rejection, which would prove my worthlessness and kept me from moving into God's plan for me. Until the vision to serve the troops with songs came, I had inklings of where and how I was to serve God, but my fears inhibited my ability to move forward. I was as if waiting for God's miracle, as if to lift me from where I was to that place where my heart didn't hurt anymore, and I would no longer wonder if I was enough worth, good enough for anyone to care. Truth be said, I was probably waiting for this God, who I knew was a God of miracles, to literally save me in an instant, in a momentary something, which would take me by surprise and lift me from where I was to where I knew I was supposed to go in one fell swoop. Slam, doors opened. Boom, put into the position I thought I was supposed to have. Pow, enemies and obstacles blasted out of the way. Wouldn't that be a great story? Wouldn't it show others the greatness of God? And wouldn't I be finally freed through it? Moved from where I was to where I was supposed to be, sovereignly by the hand of God. Ah! But what I was really looking for, though I don't think I could have told you this at the time, was for my heart to stop hurting, to have found my place, the place which I thought I was supposed to have. This place in the ranks of society was not about position or power. At its core, it was about acceptance, acceptability. It was about worth, that God would place me so that when people saw what I was doing, they ascribed worth to it, thus worth to me, to be found, perhaps, even esteemed. So there I was waiting for this rescue, this moment, this breakthrough which did the work of God, but also thereby lifted me from here to there. It was once again through a Bible story that God showed me the more accurate pattern of His way and reset my expectations. Actually, there were two pictures He gave me through reading the words He ordained be available. This is one of the gifts God gives us through what we call His Word, even though it's composed of many words. It gives us pictures of how things work in the way God designed it. So how you can expect life to be. In right expectations, there is an increase of inner calm and even joy. The first story in which He showed me symbolism was the journey of the ancient Israelites from their old lives as slaves to the Egyptians to the new lives freed and living for God, which He had for them. The part of the story which God highlighted to me was a part of the story which I thought I already knew. This is also so like God, to reveal yet another degree or layer of what He has to teach us through His stories. So here was the story background. Through a set of ways, God increasingly negatively and miraculously impacted Pharaoh and the Egyptians through Moses, so that eventually Moses decided it was in his best interest to do what God was asking through Moses, to let the Israelites go, to free the slaves who had been in bondage to the Egyptians and misused for 400 years. But then, Pharaoh changed his mind. He let the people go, but now they were trapped. Pharaoh sends his army to bring them back. The Israelites had reached the Red Sea and now were trapped there, an easy prey for Pharaoh's approaching army because they had nowhere to go. Yikes. But this is when the miracle happens, right? It's where God shows his power. He asks Moses to lift his staff and hold it in position while God does the work. The winds whip the waters all night and open, literally creating a space in the sea where the people can cross the sea on dry ground. Then after they get to the other side, Moses raises his staff in obedience to God again, and the sea closes up, and Egypt cannot follow. Ta-da! Freedom! Wow, God, wow, right? What a story of God's care and provision. And it is. And I realized God wanted me to see something else. God had done a miracle. He had made the Israelites escape from the slavery in Egypt possible. But the people had to choose to walk it out. He had not miraculously transported them from one side of the Red Sea to the other. They had had to choose to face their fears. What if those walls of water had capsized on them? Furthermore, were the walls of water and ability to walk on the seafloor an illusion or some sort of trick? The people had to choose to step onto the path God set before them and walk it out. They had to choose to take each step and not quit. They had to choose to walk, to make effort, one step at a time, in faith, in trust, in obedience. And I realized, with each step, he graced me to be led by him down this new road, which was not mostly powered through God leaps which sprang over obstacles, but which held his spiritual hand as he walked me through them, that the greater thing had happened. My expectations did shift, but in a way which, more than positioning me for the approval and elevation I thought I needed to achieve his goals, which would be gaining the affirmation of my worth I initially thought I required, all this dissipated. The need dissolved. He set me free from these. Freedom. By his action in my heart through the daily following of the road he set before me, one step at a time like the Israelites, mostly without miraculous transport from here to some mysteriously shrouded there. He healed me gradually from the inside out so that his way of seeing me, how he values me, is more than enough. What others think no longer matters, so long as my King is at my side and we are walking out his will for his effect for more people in this world. Listen to the song, Father, Jesus, Spirit, on the God Seeker album as you walk out the steps God has for you toward his best life for you, for on the way he will do some sovereign healing of your heart too. Listen more than once. Make it your prayer. Let's finish by reading the account of God opening the Red Sea for the Israelites and putting ourselves in the story, because we understand how God was with the people who lived before is how we can expect him to be with us now. So, Exodus chapter 14, verses 5 through 31. It was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was changed toward the people, and they said, "What is this we have done? We have let Israel go from serving us." And he made ready his chariots and took his army and took 600 chosen chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them. The Lord made hard and strong the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the Israelites, for they left proudly and defiantly. The Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them and camped at the Red Sea. When Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked up, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and the Israelites were exceedingly frightened and cried out to the Lord. And they said to Moses, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you treated us this way, and brought us out of Egypt? Did we not tell you in Egypt, 'Let us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." Moses told the people, "Fear not. Stand still, firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will work for you today. For the Egyptians you have seen today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest." The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the Israelites shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden, make stubborn and strong the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall go into the sea after them. And I will gain honor over Pharaoh and all his host, his chariots and horsemen. The Egyptians shall know and realize that I am the Lord when I have gained honor and glory over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen." And the angel of God, who went before the host of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went before them and stood behind them, coming between the host of Egypt and the host of Israel. It was a cloud and darkness to the Egyptians, but it gave light by night to the Israelites, and the one host did not come near the other at night. Then Moses stretched his hand out over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the Israelites went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them into the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And in the morning watch, the Lord, through the pillar of fire and cloud, looked down on the host of the Egyptians and discomfited them, and bound, clogged, and took off their chariot wheels, making them drive heavily. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and horsemen." So Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength and normal flow when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled into it, being met by it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians and shook them off into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that pursued them. Not even one of them remained. But the Israelites walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did against the Egyptians, and the people reverently feared the Lord and trusted in, relied on, remained steadfast to the Lord and to his servant Moses. Thank you for joining in. God Seeker Messages are sponsored by Eagle's Nest Foundation. This is Elizabeth Folgaro. I am praying for you. Until next time, listen to Father Jesus' Spirit and keep seeking God.